Many of us look forward to the day we retire. We look forward to having more time to spend with our families, enjoying every day, and maybe even taking that dream vacation out on the open road. Employee Benefit Research Institute's 25th Annual Retirement Confidence Survey found, sadly enough, that just 22% of us workers are very confident that we'll have enough money as we head into retirement. Now, statistics like this need to change. Don't let the fear of uncertainty turn your retirement dream into a retirement nightmare. We can help you see how much risk you're taking, those potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road, such as tax liability, as well as the big one, folks, how much are you paying in fees or commissions with your current plan or advisor? Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Are you losing sleep over market volatility affecting your hard-earned retirement savings? You can't afford to lose 40% of your nest egg like so many did in 2008. Many people want safety and guarantee of principal, but also prefer the potential of higher growth with the market. Now you can have both. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer Advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you in studio alongside America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuta. Back at it again for another segment. With us in studio is Chris Breithauer, and we actually have had someone new walk into studio. Who's here with us, Coach?
Well, we have Mr. Parker Holland. Parker, welcome in.
It's good to be here, guys.
It's been a fast-moving week, fast-moving year already, hasn't it?
It has.
Crazy. Now, Thomas, you know, when Parker walks in, he usually has a case study, and what do we do before the case study?
Here we go.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
You know what I like about these case studies? These are real life examples. Now, of course, we change the names because we don't want anyone thinking we're talking about them. You know, it'd be nice talk. Parker, what do we have this week?
I'm going to call these Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Since we had Dr. J, now I'm just going to mix it up by
very
movie
genuine, Parker. Very genuine. All right. How old are they?
So they are both 60 years old this year.
Okay.
And they're looking at retiring in the next 2 years. So they're going to start pulling from their nest egg at age 62.
Wow. Oh, right around the corner.
Right around. Yeah. And their birthdays are a week apart. So that's a busy time in
their
house. So
that's a couple of years from now, in other words, right?
It is.
Just how much are they starting with?
They are starting with $1 million.
Okay. And there's our $1 million song. Right
there, yeah, that's right.
And their income goal is $70,000 a year. So at age 62, 2 years from now, taking out $70,000 a year. And that continues to increase all the way. And I killed him off at age 90.
Now, this $70,000 a year you're talking about is just from their retirement money, not including Social Security, everything else. But they had a gap or short of $70,000 they needed to go along with Social Security and anything else they've got, right?
Exactly. This is strictly from their retirement nest egg here of $1 million.
Okay.
So $70,000 a year increasing over the next 28 years. They do want a spend and leave plan because they do have a legacy they're looking at giving to their favorite college and university and endowment. So we're trying to keep this $1 million intact. So at age 90, they have taken out $2.4 million from that $1 million investment.
Now, because they have increasing income to combat inflation. So the first year it starts at $70,000 and after that goes up every year.
It does.
Okay.
And at age 90, that $70,000 was paying them roughly $94,000 a year.
Okay. So they went from 70 to 94 over that period of time. They've taken out about $2.4 million then over the course of that 28 years.
They have.
Yep.
And they still have just over $1.5 million left in the account. To pass on to that endowment fund.
Now, this is what confuses folks, because I know people have talked to me and said, well, Parker was talking about his case study, and he, quote, unquote, killed the people off at 90. What would happen if they would have lived to 110? It would have kept going.
We did. We ran the plan actually through age 121 like you make us do.
We planned to 121.
Exactly.
And the beauty of this is if you're going to be 122, it keeps going. It's like the Energizer Bunny. But I've never seen anybody to 121. But we want to make sure that your plan outlives you, basically is what it is.
Exactly. Okay. And happy couple. Now, we did not include Social Security or pension, but that $1 million not only hit that donut hole that you like to call it, but it made sure that their standard of living stayed the same to and through retirement.
Yeah, well, that's a really good plan. And there's no risk. Is there any risk of the market in this?
There was no market risk on this account at all.
So a tidal wave couldn't come in and wipe out their retirement?
No, not at all. They would not see that fluctuation.
Now, another question we get a lot of times is, what about the long-term care element? What if they need extra money, more than that 70, more than that increasing income they get every year to pay for long-term care? Would this plan have that in there?
It did have that in there. We built this in that bucket you like to earmark us for healthcare planning. So it was not a use it or lose it long-term care plan like most.
Yeah, that's why we only have about 7 million people in America with traditional long-term care plans, because they use it or lose it.
Exactly.
And I'm not a big fan of use it or lose it. I want to say if you don't use it, it passes on to somebody else.
Exactly. And there's a problem.
That's what I like.
I mean, I don't want to add something to the budget sheet in retirement.
Right, right. All right. So how do they feel about that?
Well, they're coming back in tomorrow to meet with us, so I think they'll be very happy.
So they're both 60 years old right now. We'll call that the 60-60 plan then.
Exactly. You know,
so they're 60 years old. And that's a pretty good retirement age at 62. Most people have in their mind, well, yesterday.
Yesterday.
And tomorrow. Besides that, you know, the traditional age we've all thought about when I was growing up, I'm 51 now, it's 65.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, they don't have to go to 65. I guess if they worked longer, they would put more money away and have a better plan. But I mean, this is one that will get them all that they need to and through retirement, so they're happy enough to retire here.
Exactly. And Ms. Smith says she was okay with letting Mr. Smith continue working and her just retiring at 62.
Well, of course she was. You know, what are their plans for retirement?
Their plan for retirement was taking the RV around the country to follow their favorite college team, which I can respect that greatly.
Now, what they like about it, what I like about this, is this plan is consistent, persistent, and reliable. Are those three big words when we talk about putting together a plan that makes sense, not one that's just depending on the stock market? Do we want a dependent plan or independent plan?
We want an independent plan, and we see too many of those dependent ones for our second opinions here.
Yeah, and well, we spend a lot of time, and unfortunately, other brokers, or people that call themselves fiduciaries don't like us because we expose the financial termites that are hidden inside the plans, and there's a lot of them, aren't there?
There is, and just last week we saw someone who, they're like, oh, I'm only paying my broker 1%, but the hidden fees in their account came up close to additional 1.8% on top of that 1% broker fee.
Wow.
I mean, that adds up very quickly, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we ran their numbers, that was close to a $54,000 detriment in retirement just in fees.
Just in fees. Wow.
We're going to talk about that, but you know, it's very important to have financial exterminists here to get rid of the termites.
Exactly. And
there are a lot of different termites existing in people's plans. You know, Parker, what I like to call it, because there's so many different kind of fees out there, we like to identify them. And if you're in the world that looks at the bugs, studies bugs, it's called entomology. And so we are financial entomologists. We'll identify for you some of the fees that are, well, you know, the no-see-ums. We have a lot of no-see-ums in the summertime here.
Yeah.
But they sure bite. You see-ums later on, and you talks about them.
Yeah, not everything is that buzzing or mosquito. A lot are hidden.
That's right, a lot. And so we want to make sure that the plan gets done the right way. And so, folks, if you're interested in having a plan similar to this, you don't need $1 million, but $1 million never hurt. More than $1 million makes it a better plan. But $200,000 or less, we can put a plan together for you.
The number to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Let me make a very special offer. I call this my golden offer. I only give it once a show. For the next 10 callers who call right now, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. This review will also include a case study example, just like you heard on the radio for yourself. This review is at least a $999 value. We're going to give it away, no obligation or cost, for the next 10 callers if you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, what this does, this will consist of taking the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're also going to run a fee report. Now, this fee report will help you untangle, very, very important, folks. It'll untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you, not only this year, not only last year, but over the total time you've been working with your advisor. Let's see how much you've been paying that person to get what you got now. If you're not happy with that, you could eliminate some of those fees and expenses and commissions, and you could experience dramatic growth potential. You also get a tax analysis and a customized income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. And that will take the worry out of living in retirement. Let's take the guesswork out of the plan. Let's get a surety plan that has consistent, persistent, and reliable income for the rest of your life if you're one of the next 10 callers.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a retirement sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a retirement roadmap put together. And John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical retirement review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call, 800-477-1135. When you call, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review showing where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call on in. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Now, you've all seen them, obituaries, but be careful how you write your family's ones. We're going to go over death notice double cross when we come right back.